From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
If you're a regular listener to Sports Talk with Jockey, you know I've been all over Dr. Dina Hinshaw and the Alberta government because I'm a little concerned where they have placed sport, recreation, and fitness. They have lumped it in phase three of our reopening with nightclubs, festivals, and major sporting events. It really makes no sense at all. You know, we need our kids to be active. We need our kids to be healthy. Hey, we need our adults to be active. We need our adults to be healthy as well. And that's where I'm going to go tonight on Sports Talk with Jock. It's a real pleasure to be joined by John Diamond. John is the manager of league operations for Calgary Sport and Social Club. John, thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Thanks for having me on.
Well, no problem at all. Where do you fit in the big picture, and what are you hearing from Alberta Health as far as restarting Calgary Sport and Social Club?
Yeah, so a bit of a background for anyone who doesn't know who we are. We actually operate Calgary Sport and Social Club and Edmonton Sport and Social Club.
Okay.
And we are the largest provider of adult recreational sports leagues in Alberta. Since our inception, we've served about 200,000 Albertans, around 10,000 per season. For us, we're an outlet to play sports, meet people, stay healthy from a mental and physical perspective. And obviously, like many small businesses around Alberta, we've been affected just as much as anyone. Our winter season was cut short, our spring season was cancelled, and now we've kind of turned an eye to the potential of running a summer season. However, it's yet to be made clear what that would look like, if it's even possible for that to go ahead. And as you said, currently Sport and Rec has been included in phase three, which is something that we've been trying to have an open conversation with AHS about, because we do think that it's important from a mental health perspective, as well as a physical health perspective, for Albertans to stay active after a couple of months of staying inside.
Well, there's no question about that. And it's interesting. I've talked to a lot of sport organizations, and most of these sport organizations can provide a healthy protocol for return to play. What is your return to play protocol, and can you provide that information to Alberta Health?
Yeah, and we have done. So essentially, every sport is different. You know, if you're playing tennis or pickleball one-on-one versus playing a team sport such as soccer, there's slightly different situations that may arise with regards to social distancing, and we're aware of that. We offer over 15 different types of sports, so we've come up with a different set of guidelines to go along with every different sport, and a lot of those have been with the assistance of governing bodies. So it's NSA for slow pitch, Alberta Soccer is releasing guidelines. Most sort of governing body has released guidelines for safe play, and so we've been incorporating those into our rule books, you know, whether it's different sanitization measures that need to take place or genuine changes to the rules to ensure social distancing. So we've been providing AHS with that information for a return that we think can look safe, given that other industries have looked safe. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, other provinces and nations worldwide have been returning to sport already. In fact, just this week, BC, Manitoba, and Quebec were able to return to sport. And let me leave you scratching your head, seeing as Quebec is a province that has not been doing too great in comparison to Alberta. So our frustration as an organization is that we are willing to, you know, make those sacrifices, make those changes, put safety guidelines in place, because that is, you know, inevitably the most important thing for our players, is to feel safe when they're out there. Our frustration comes from there has been no dialogue from it. So we've been trying to go to AHS, local politicians, and there's a lack of communication. We've been told there are sports guidelines coming from AHS, which just have not come. And so we are just hoping to have some sort of dialogue with the powers that be to try and get this back, get everyone back out there again.
Well, and I think that's so important. And what I find intriguing, you know, I've heard the same things from Dr. Dina Hinshaw, that they are looking at it, and maybe they're going to include, you know, a little bit of sport, recreation, and fitness in the Phase 2 relaunch, which is supposed to be happening later this month. I know Sport Calgary is having a huge meeting with Dr. Hinshaw on Thursday. Is that something that, you know, Calgary Sport and Social Club has been invited to?
Yeah, this is kind of the first time that we have been given a chance to sit at a table with Dr. Dina Hinshaw and Tanya Furr. So this Thursday, 5:30 p.m., along with Sport Calgary, we will be sitting in on that conversation and town hall to discuss the possibility of returning in Phase 2. And at this point, though, we're in, you know, June at this point. It's June 2nd. We've been trying to have this conversation since March, so we are grateful that it is now coming. Having said that, you know, for us, usually summer leagues would begin in July. It makes everything a real tight turnaround, and where this hasn't been a priority for government officials lately, it's just leaving things very tight for us. Ideally, we have had this conversation weeks or months ago.
I am guessing that most of your members, you know, even though they're competitive, hey, we all get competitive when we're playing sport, but we're not talking high intensity. We're not talking in your face sport with your club, are we?
No, not at this stage. You know, predominantly our players kind of fall in the, you know, 23 up until 40 range. And so at that point, you know, none of us are making it to the professional level, unfortunately. So this is like exclusively recreational-based leagues. We definitely have different skill levels of recreation, but it's essentially, you know, our motto is fun first, winning second. So we just want people to stay active, continue playing sports, because we do think it's important, and there's a lot of important skills that can be gained from playing sports. But for the most part, no, this is not high-level competitiveness, and thus, you know, people won't be getting too physical out there on the field. And it's mainly just for people to have fun and, as I said, keep fit, both mentally and physically, yeah.
John Diamant is a special guest here on Sports Talk with Jockey. He's the manager of league operations for Calgary Sport and Social Club. And John, when you sent me the email earlier this week, you know, you outlined a pretty bleak situation, because you basically said you do fear for your future of your club.
That's correct, yeah. And many of these sports organizations around Alberta, a lot of us are small not-for-profit organizations. We have limited staff. Our staff currently is on temporary layoff, where we haven't been able to generate any sort of revenue. And so bearing in mind that we had to cancel our winter season in early March, we had no spring season. If we're unable to run a summer season, you know, you're talking about the better part of 6+ months without an ability to generate revenues. And for a small organization in Alberta, it's very difficult. We've tried pivoting to have a bunch of different social activities that we can offer during lockdown, but without being able to, you know, make our money through our bread and butter, it's very difficult to survive in these current circumstances.
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic that when you do have the meeting on Thursday with Dr. Dina Hinshaw and Tanya Furr, that you will get some answers, and maybe we will see some traction from Sport Calgary and all of the sport organizations. So, John, good luck, and thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thanks very much, Jack. Appreciate it.
Looking forward to that meeting on Thursday with Dr. Dina Hinshaw, and so many sport organizations are going to be involved, including Sport Calgary. And we'll follow that up on Thursday night for sure, right here on Sports Talk with Jock. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little golf. Brand new golf course opened in our city yesterday. Well, it's in our surrounding area, almost in our city limits. Anyway, we'll talk about the Mickelson National grand opening yesterday. John Fisher standing by. He's the operations manager at Mickelson National. This is Sports Talk with Jock.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.